Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Anil, now a US security report says Ireland is rapidly becoming an international cocaine pipeline, while last Friday the HSE issued an urgent warning to drug users following a cluster of overdoses from synthetic opioids found around the country. Meanwhile today, a drugs awareness symposium was held in Kilkenny to discuss issues around addiction and access to services as well. I'm joined now by two of the keynote speakers at today's symposium. That's Lisa Robson, who's HSE clinical lead in the substance misuse service in the southeast, and by Paddy Owens, who shared his addiction story as well. Lisa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
And Paddy, I have you as well.
Yes, thanks, Sue.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I know you spoke eloquently about your powerful story of addiction and turning a page at the symposium today. And we'll come to you in just a second. But can I ask you first of all, Lisa, about the main drugs your service is seeing in and around the region?
Yeah, no problem, Cormac. So I suppose we've always seen a high percentage of alcohol issues in the southeast. So about 60% of our referrals to services across the southeast is for alcohol-related problems. You would then see heroin, cannabis, and cocaine, and then benzodiazepines. We've seen kind of heroin plateau of late, so it's kind of stabilised. We had an increase during COVID, about 33% increase accessing our opioid services.
What are the main challenges in facing patients and their families in terms of accessing supports?
The main challenges, really, I suppose, with people with substance misuse issues, they're sometimes complex. So there may be multiple agencies involved in their care, if you like. So you could have somebody who's presenting to our service with a heroin issue that maybe is also under probation and maybe is homeless. So it's about kind of care and case management, integrated model of care where the service user is the centre of the treatment, and that the agencies share the collaborative care plan.
Yeah, when
so
you get
that the
right
service user isn't bouncing from service to
exactly.
service.
So when you get the right service and supports, it can make the world of difference. Say with me, Lisa, if you can. Paddy Owens, as I say, you spoke at the symposium today about your own story of addiction and how you turned the page. You're very welcome, as I say. Can I ask you first of all, of your experience of addiction, how did you get started on drugs?
Mainly, just grew up around, well, mainly in the hash and all when I was a younger kid and all, because the hash and tablets are really, it's only when I start getting into trouble and all, it's the harder stuff come into play. And it started from there. And then whatever was around at the time, we ended up taking because we were drinking, you know what I mean? So when I'm drinking, I take anything that's there. Like, and that's how it all started, through the drink. And then it just escalated from there on. What was available, what we could get our hands on, and who knew who, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it went hand in hand with the drink packing.
Went hand in hand, yeah. It went hand in hand. And, you know, yourself, you're out in the pub, you're out there, and someone knows someone that has this, and someone knows someone. And then it came to the stage, then you were getting one thing to swap it for another thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it kind it dampens your defences, I suppose, as well. How young were you when you started on drugs?
Well, it was the early age when I started, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was young enough, yeah, but like the harder drugs didn't come on later on.
Yeah. So, when you say early, would it have been early teens, I wonder?
It was 14 when I was smoking hash and 10 tablets. Like. But sure, after that, then it was acid and knees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that then I went on to the heroin. I didn't really like the coke, so. But there was the heroin and the crack.
Do you remember?
You know what I mean? That's what I was doing.
Do you remember the first time you took heroin?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I was in the cell in Mountjoy. You know what I mean? That was my first time. You know what I mean? The first time I even seen it, I think. Well, I seen it on telly, and you know, I was never really around it. Like, it never crossed my mind. It was just when I ended up in the situation I was in. So your man was in the cell with me, so I said, right, give it to me. You know what I mean? So
And did that
boredom.
Did that make it worse from that point on?
Well, it, from a point of view, I thought I'd never do it. I mean, I always said I wouldn't do it. But then when it came down to it, I did do it. And I kind of was disappointed in myself because I let myself down. But after that, then I stayed away from her for a while. And then as the time went on, we were getting methadone. We were getting methadone here and there. So we were getting a habit on the methadone and we didn't even realize it. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. we just started in with the heroin wasn't around then for a while. It was, I don't know, there was a drought or something around, so it was hard to get. So we ended up on the Oxycontins. So our habit was just building and building. Mm-hmm. So then, sure, I knew blokes from jail, so I go to them, get the heroin, you know what I mean?
That easily.
Bring it back.
Were you surprised at how easily you got drugs?
So drugs is everywhere. Drugs is everywhere, no matter where you go. No matter what county you're in, drugs is in it somewhere. You know what I mean? It's just nowhere to look.
Yeah, but you say that, Paddy, but I know people will listen to this program and they'll say, I wouldn't know where to get drugs.
Sure, you know what I mean? Everyone knows their local addicts, you know what I mean? Because you can see it. You can see it in people. Mm. You know what I mean? I can spot it from across the road. You know what I mean? And if I can do anyone else that's taking drugs or have been taking drugs, they can do the very same thing as what I can do.
Yeah.
Or they know, you know, in certain parts, in certain cities or towns, you know, go to whatever street, that's where it'll be.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. And did you realise then, Paddy, when you were addicted to drugs and you were doing heroin and whatever you could get your hands on, you say, the impact it was having on your friends and your family?
I didn't care, being honest. I didn't care. All I was worried about was where I was getting my next fix or where I was getting my next drink out. That's all I was caring about. I couldn't see the bigger picture. I mean, I wasn't really worried anyway, you know what I mean? I just wanted to get high or wanted to get drunk or stoned, you know what I mean? I wanted that. That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't care about anything else.
Did they try and stop you?
I tried to stop myself loads of times, but I couldn't, you know what I mean? And put me to jail. I tried to stop in there too, but that's, I don't know, tried and failed. I've been there a few times, like, so tried and failed. Like, I've been in treatment centres, you know what I mean? But I'd stay for so long at a treatment centre and then I'd just go again. And
yeah.
Back, I'd go back twice as bad as what it was before I came back in. You know what I mean?
And so, you said something very interesting, Paddy. You said you never thought you'd take heroin, but you did, and you felt you let yourself down.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was always a no-no, we wouldn't do it and all. You know what I mean? But then when it came to it, I did. You know what I mean?
Was that rock bottom then?
Oh, yeah. Well, it sure was. It sure was. But I was in rock bottom well before I went, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Because I was in rock bottom when I ended up in jail.
Yeah. How long are you clean now?
Oh, a good few years now. A good few years, yeah. Like a good, yeah.
Well done. Because it's
2017 was my last drink anyway, well. The heroin and all the whole that was about a few years after that, so in the 20s I'd say. So
yours is a story of redemption, really. Yours is a story of turning the page and telling people it can be done. You can knock the habit. But I need to ask you this, Paddy. How did you do it? And was there a point where you said, no more?
Well, believe me, I always had faith. You know what I mean? That was one thing that was always with me. It was my faith. And more my friends start dying around me, dying and dying and dying. I mean, they never got that chance to give it up. But I knew there was a better life out there. And then when I went to the Good Shepherd and all, you know what I mean? They gave me hope. It's just even the way they talk to me. Like, I mean, it's just different. It made me feel different anyway. And the seeing that there was actually good people out there, better than the people I was used to, you know what I mean? Trying to get something on me the whole time. But they made me look at things way different. Like, so after that, then I decided in my own mind, right, this is it. Like, this is it. I'm going to start. You know what I mean? And that's, I just started from there and got stuck into everything. It kept my mind busy, went to me, I do meetings, went to, you know what I mean, I done everything I was meant to do, not to, you know what I mean, because usually I do it for so long and give up or have a bad day and I go back twice as bad as well. But like, it's like everything. Like, there's always someone there to knock you.
Yeah.
There is always someone there to knock you. But like, it's how you get back up. Is the way out.
How difficult was it to get clean?
Believe me, I'm after having a few knocks, a good few knocks, and you know what I mean. It's, there's always someone there to go, okay, well, have a drink with you, or go have a smoke with you. Believe me, if you have the money, you'll find someone. Believe me, you'll, you know what I mean. So there's no shortage of people to go with you. But like when you're saying clean, you don't have too many people to want to go be around you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
can I ask you then, finally, Paddy, because your story is inspirational in so many ways that it can be done because you were in the depths of despair. Why are you telling your story? Why did you tell your story at the symposium today?
Because I'd like to, well, I'd like to think even if one person that listens to it, like, I mean, once one person, it registers with one person, that'll make them even go to the meetings, but not just go to the meetings, go to more than one, you know what I mean? Keep going to the meetings, like, as I said, the consistency is key, you know what I mean? Once you keep going to the meetings, believe me, after a few weeks, you'll start noticing the difference yourself, you will, you know what I mean? You'll start to feel better inside, and that's where it all goes, you know what I mean? Just be grateful that you're still alive today, that you can actually go to a meeting, because I know a lot of people that can't go. Their parents are going to the cemetery to visit them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have jails to go to visit them, like, they're going to a cemetery. So if one person gets it out of this, what I'm saying today, like, drugs is only a fool's game. That's all it is,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it registers with one person, that'll do me, that'll turn up at the meetings and go and try to get help or try to speak to someone to try getting help. You know what I mean? That's all I'd love. You know what I mean? That's all I want to.
Well, rest assured, I'm sure that will happen. I'm sure you've had that effect on people listening to the programme. Paddy Owens, thank you very much indeed. And more power to you in your journey. Thank you for joining us. And Lisa Robson as well, who's clinical lead with substance misuse in the HSE.
Can I just
healthcare.
Say something before you finish? Just... Paddy's also a peer educator within the Good Shepherd, so he's helping people, you know, on the road to recovery as well, you know, and it just shows you the importance of keeping engaged with services. If you have a lapse, stay engaged, you know, because as Paddy said, he's had a few goes around the wheel, you know, so that's really important, you know, and families to get their own support as well.
Okay. Well, my thanks to you, Lisa Robson, and Paddy Owens, for talking to us about this this evening, about that event, that symposium, which was organised by the Good Shepherd Centre in Kilkenny. If you've been affected by this, you can find help at rte.ie/helplines as well.